is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany Watson.
And I'm Kathleen Heaney.
We're best friends who also happen to be polar opposites.
I'm a colorful extrovert rising.
And I'm a goth introvert.
We're both curious weirdos, and we both love cats.
But that might be the only thing we have in common.
We are an acquired taste. So there's a situation going on in the city, the municipality. The city where I live, Bethany, where Hoboken, New Jersey currently has no water.
No one has water.
50,000 people live in this one square mile. It's a little bit larger, but whatever. A tiny little city across the Hudson River from Manhattan. So charming. No water.
So restaurants are closed?
Restaurants are closed. It started with a private construction company that was repairing a street. And instead, you know, like water main breaks or something that happen.
Especially in Hoboken.
It happened in Hoboken, New Jersey, because we're one of the oldest cities in America. Mm-hmm. And our pipes is just as old as you know, this country.
Yeah.
If not older,
in
you know?
In 1776, the pipes were created.
In Hoboken, New Jersey. Yeah. So we get water main breaks all the time. But this was different because it wasn't just like a crack in the pipe. This was a company fixing the street that I think basically decimated one of our main water pipes.
Oh my God. Well, the lawsuits are going to be amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it's like if when you have a pimple on your face.
Yeah.
And you know, when you pop it and you just make it into a monster.
It's worse because you don't get all of it.
I know. As opposed to just like putting a tiny little pin in it and letting the juices seep out.
Or heaven forbid, leaving it alone. Yeah. Letting it heal.
Yeah. So like same problem, two very different outcomes.
Completely.
The way you treat it.
Yeah.
And so nobody has any water. It is so funny. We keep getting text updates from the mayor and the town about stuff. They have now set up stations where you can bring your own water jugs and fill them.
Jeez.
Because also, Bethany, like when there's no water, unlike power, you can kind of get by.
Yeah.
When there's no water, you can't flush the toilet.
No, you can't. I was about to ask, does Hoboken kind of smell right now?
Well, there's like a lot of seven layer dip situations going on in
oh,
everybody's
no!
home.
Oh my God, this is awful.
Or as you and Dennis would say, a cappuccino.
A toilet cappuccino. But that was a very specific set of situations that involved some liquid plumber and a mistake. Listen to the check-in to hear what happened.
Oh, by the way, the check-in is on its own feed now.
Yes, thank you. Yes,
I don't know if we mentioned that before.
I don't think we did. It's on its own feed. Just search for the check-in with Bethany and it'll come up.
Yeah, well, I searched the check-in and didn't type in Bethany and Dennis.
There's so many podcasts called the check-in.
And... two black males popped up.
Yeah. And then there's one with a black man and a black woman.
There is Bethany. Do you remember that time we got an email about some guy and his farts?
What?
And we got an email about this guy who was like talking about holding in farts. And I was like, Bethany, did we have a conversation about holding in farts? Because I have no idea why this guy's emailing us. And he emailed the wrong Acquired Taste podcast.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we didn't do any research when we started the check-in.
No, it's okay. It's fine. Anyway. So back to, there's like no toilet. So basically we have like a chamber pot that you have to fill the back of the toilet up with water so that it will even flush.
Oh my God.
And so we get a text message from the city yesterday that's like, Hoboken is setting up porta potties for residents. Bethany, there are 50,000 people who live in this city. Like how many, they need 50,000 porta potties in my opinion.
I feel so badly for all of the workplaces of people who live in Hoboken because their bathrooms are being blown.
Yes. Well, everything is shut down. If you are a business and you need water it's like a rule. You need running water to have school or business.
Sure.
It's a law or something.
So schools are shut down too?
Schools are shut down. Businesses are shut down. And I am not only put out because I have no water in my apartment. I went to Walmart yesterday and bought 20 gallons, individual gallons of water.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I know. It's so many gallons that the Walmart, I went a little bit far from the city because I was like, everything close to me is going to be completely sold out.
Absolutely.
And the guy at the self-checkout was like, ma'am, back away. He wanted the employees to count all the gallons of water in my basket because I think he thought that I was trying to steal gallons.
Totally. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, like, and I get it. I mean, like, it's easy to, like, say 15 instead of 20 because, like,
rounding up.
The cameras are kind of far away. They can't see exactly how many gallons. Gallons of water are clear anyway.
They all blend in.
Okay. So this all leads back to a conundrum that I'm having with my hair.
Okay. So it's not like it made you realize how lucky we are to have running water in the first place.
We are.
No, I was giving you a hard
time. No, I know.
What's going on with your hair? Yeah.
Bethany, I'm supposed to get a haircut tomorrow.
Yeah.
The water's not back yet. This is my first proper haircut in 3 years.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to sue the company that broke the pipe because
hair.
And I haven't gotten my haircut in 3 years. And I've really been looking forward to this.
Yes.
And I'm going to do long layers.
I was about to ask you if you're getting a style.
Where do you come to Hoboken to get your haircut?
Yeah, but I'm about to have to find someone else because I've been priced. My guy Enzo has started his own salon and then a second home for his new salon. So he has two salons now.
Oh, in Hoboken?
Uh-huh, and I can't afford him anymore.
You know what? You never come to visit me. And whenever I ask you to hang out, you say maybe.
Yeah.
And I know that maybe is a no for you.
Sure, maybe.
And Bethany, do you want to come to my birthday party on Sunday?
Sunday?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, okay. See, you could come and spend the night with me and get your haircut.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Right?
Maybe.
Like every day. Bethany. And so I've been really looking forward to this, and now I'm going to have to reschedule my hair appointment.
That is, what's it called? Violation of expectation. When you think something is going to happen, it doesn't happen, and you have a disproportionately sad or angry or disappointed response.
Yeah.
It's when you it's like when you have a partner and they're out and they are like, hey, do you want, Dunkin'?
Yeah.
I'll grab Dunkin' on the way home. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I cannot wait to get my iced caramel macchiato with almond milk. And then they forget.
Yeah.
And you've been looking forward to it for hours. Oh. And then they come home and they're like, oh, crap, I forgot. And you are more disappointed than you were when your dad didn't come home again.
Yeah.
It's because you've been looking forward for so long. So now your haircut has just ruined your life.
I had a friend yesterday. I was telling her about that fight that I told you about that Neil and I had when I sent him that list of things to do. And she's like, you know what? My husband did that the other day. He got so mad that he left the house. It's wintertime. He left the house with no shoes on.
Oh.
And he took a walk around the block. And the kids are like, when's daddy coming home? Can we go out and find daddy? He doesn't have his shoes on.
He's gone out. This is the moment. Remember the guy who created the Kony 2012 movement, and then he was discovered wandering nude because he was so stressed he lost his mind.
Wait, what's Kony 2012?
It was this
vaguely remember it.
Yeah, it was this movement to try and raise awareness of this war criminal, I believe.
Oh, so it wasn't raise awareness of New York's beloved destination, Coney Island.
No, Kony, K-O-N-Y.
Okay.
Yeah, it was
there was a documentary about him.
Yes.
And then a documentary about his breakdown.
Yeah, because he had a full breakdown.
Yeah.
And because he was so stressed.
Yeah.
And he walked around nude, I think, for a while. And that's when we knew he was having a breakdown.
Oh.
So that's what your friend's husband was having.
Yeah. Anyway, back to my hair.
Of course.
Long layers are in again.
Like the Rachel?
Yeah.
Are you going to get the Rachel?
So longer than the Rachel.
Okay.
So I'm not all about a very feathery face frame.
Uh-huh.
Right? But that's what they used to call it.
Yeah.
I want my hair's gotten pretty long.
Yeah.
But it's a total rat's nest.
Oh, no.
You know, it's unmanageable. My ends are totally broken. One of my favorite hobbies these days is picking my split ends.
Oh, no. That makes them worse.
It makes them so much
Cut
worse.
Them off for fun.
Yeah, so I desperately need a haircut. And now, Bethany, all of the work that I have put in growing my hair, making my hair thicker and healthier with this amazing product that sponsors this podcast, Vegamore.
Yeah.
We love Vegamore.
We love them.
I was just waiting to put my butt in that chair at the hair salon and the person to be like, wow, your hair is so thick and luxurious for a woman in her mid to late 30s. And I was going to be like, yeah, it's because I've been using Vegamore.
Look, if you're like Kathleen and me and you love to do things to your hair.
Yes.
Like punch it or use heat products on it. You probably have done some damage to your hair over the years.
Yeah.
I have straightened it and then I've curled it. Sometimes I straighten it just to then curl it.
Yeah.
I have bleached it. I continue to bleach it proudly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I also use Vegamore. Vegamore has a holistic approach to hair health. They use smart botanicals that promote visibly thicker, fuller, longer looking hair. But the thing that has blown my mind the most is I use their brow serum because I have patchy brows.
Yes. I mean, we all do, don't we?
I think so.
We pull our eyebrows out from stress.
Yes. And then guess what? They don't grow back.
Unless you use Vegamore.
I put it on my brows morning and night.
Yeah.
And every day I am noticing another little patch that has a tiny new hair growing out of it. It's wild. I used to have to draw my brows in like a lot.
Uh-huh.
I almost don't have to draw them in at all anymore, thanks to Vegamore.
I'm looking at your brows from across the table underneath your wispy bangs. And let me tell you, I can see your brows underneath your bangs.
Thank you.
Yeah, they look great.
You know what looks great for you?
What?
Your widow's peak.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. So a couple years ago, my widow's peak was completely burned out by a hairstylist who just over bleached me. And it just never grew back until I started using Vegamore. And now I put a little dab of that serum right on my widow's peak every day. You have to be really regimented about it, but you will see results.
It's crazy. We really were skeptical. Before we agreed to sign up with Vegamore as a partner, I was like, I don't know. It might be all hype. We tried it. It isn't. It actually works. It's wild. And their products are easy to use. Shampoo, conditioner, and then you put the serum in. Super easy.
Yeah.
Flows right with your schedule.
I really like massaging the serum into my head after I've used their Grow Revitalizing Shampoo and Conditioner Kit because it feels good. And then also I know I'm doing really good stuff in my hair.
Heck yeah. So don't let damage of the past hold your hair back. See your hair's full potential with Vegamore.
All you have to do is go to Vegamore.com/taste and then use the code TASTE to save 20% off of your first order.
That's Vegamore.com/taste and use the code TASTE to save 20% at Vegamore.com/taste.
So anyway, say a prayer for me that I can get my hair cut tomorrow and the water comes back to Hoboken.
You know what Hoboken could use?
What?
Some liquid IV.
Okay.
Hydration, baby.
So when I had to brush my teeth yesterday morning and there was no water, I didn't want to have to go across the street to the supermarket because you know that they were going to be out of water anyway.
Completely.
And I had a huge jug that I had filled up 2 days prior with liquid IV.
Oh, smart.
Water and liquid IV. And so I brushed my teeth. With the liquid IV water?
Yeah.
And I was about to wash my face with the liquid IV water. And I remembered that I had makeup wipes and I was like, that's probably better. But let me tell you, liquid IV is a staple of my life. It's a staple of your life.
Yep. Over the weekend, we were getting started on working on something, Dennis and I were. And he like put everything down. He goes, wait, I need my liquid IV. And he got up, he went to our pantry and he was looking for the mojito flavor.
Oh, I love the mojito flavor.
And he couldn't find it. It was right in front of him.
Yeah.
And he found it and he shook it up and he's like, now we can work.
It's so funny, guys. I don't know. This is another generalization, but like Neil, a lot of times he's looking for stuff.
Yeah.
It's right in front of him.
Right in front of him.
Like I have a superpower. I know where everything is.
Yeah. It's crazy. If you are trying to improve your health, hydration is a great place to start. Liquid IV is the hydration brand that fuels your well-being.
Yes.
I know there are a lot of you listening who do not like the taste of water.
Yeah.
And you really struggle to get enough water in.
Mm-hmm.
I would highly recommend you get yourself some Liquid IV. They have incredible flavors. One of my favorites is the Concord Grape.
Mm.
I also love their Tropical Punch.
Oh, I always find myself reaching for watermelon these
Watermelon's
days.
Great. They have guava, acai berry. They have lemon lime, pina colada. You can mix different flavors together.
Yeah.
But it is going to give you so many of the essential vitamins that you need. Your Bs, your B3, 5, 6, 12, your vitamin C. And it's free from gluten, dairy, and soy.
You know, I never considered myself somebody who didn't like water.
Uh-huh.
But liquid IV, I drink so much more of it.
Absolutely.
Right? Like if you're saying to yourself, but I like the taste of water, it's fine. I drink so much more water with a little bit of that liquid IV magic inside of it.
Totally. So get your own. Grab your liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco. You can fill one of them giant carts with it.
Yes, you can.
Or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TASTE at checkout.
That's 20% off of anything you order when you shop for better hydration today using the promo code TASTE at liquidiv.com.
Speaking of water,
yeah.
Can I tell you something I learned?
Oh, yeah, please do.
Okay. So it is wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
And as someone who is a mother to a flock of birds.
You literally clutched your invisible pearls when you said that.
Yep. I have a necklace that has all of their initials. I have about 500 initials around my neck. You might think that birds have plenty of water in the wintertime because there's snow.
Yeah.
Right?
Makes sense.
Eat the snow and that's water.
Yeah. Don't eat yellow snow, though.
Don't eat the yellow snow.
Yeah.
Or the red snow.
That's
what? Blood. Oh. But birds use a lot of energy if they have to melt snow to drink it.
Oh.
And their little bodies need to save as much energy as possible. So it is important in the wintertime to keep your bird bath filled with liquid water.
Oh.
It'll freeze overnight. You got to go out. You got to thaw it out and refill it with water.
I never even thought about that before.
Yeah, it's true. And one of the ways that is helpful to keep your bird bath from freezing as quickly, A, put like something black at the bottom of it so that it will like retain the sun's heat.
Oh, science.
Science, Kathleen.
Yeah.
And get yourself a ping pong ball or something that will float. And as the wind pushes the ball around the bird bath, it will keep the water from freezing as quickly.
That is really interesting.
Isn't that fun?
Hey, remember a couple of years ago when I don't know if it was you did the topic or I did the topic. One of us was talking about how birds can predict the weather.
I think that was you.
Okay. Yeah, sounds like me.
Yeah.
I probably read it on newscientist.com.
Yeah, you still subscribe to that?
No, Bethany, times are tough. I had to cut back.
Yeah.
And there's an exit survey when you cancel your subscription. And I was like hoping that they would throw me a bone. You know, sometimes when you have to cancel your therapist appointments because you're like, I love you and I love therapy, but like, dear therapist, I can't afford you anymore. Uh-huh. And they're like, okay, you get the next 3 sessions for free if you buy 10 more sessions or something.
All of a sudden you learn about their sliding scale that they never told you about.
I know. So I was hoping that newscientist.com would have a sliding scale. And I was like, I love this publication. I used to read it every day, but like, I just can't afford it anymore. But I guess they don't have a sliding scale.
Oh, New Scientist.
I think that's where I read the article about how birds can predict the weather. Mm-hmm. And so Bethany, I think it would be really interesting for you, since now you're a mother to a flock, to maybe like open a notebook every morning when you're drinking your coffee and you're doing your bird observation and like take note of what the weather is and what their behavior is.
This is, great.
Yes.
Because guess what?
Yeah.
So you're going to hear my phone charms again because I'm Hawaii.
I really excited you.
I'm so excited. I'm going to text you a picture because my friend Karen, as a housewarming gift, sent me a book called Birds of New York. And it came without a note, even though she had included a note.
Oh.
So I thought it was from you, because sometimes you'll just randomly mail things.
Oh, yeah. Did you get the sweatshirt yet with Minerva's picture on it?
What? No.
Okay. It must be still be coming.
Oh, my God.
It was for your birthday, which was a long time ago. Gotta reach out to where I ordered it from.
I'm texting you this picture right now. So the birds of New York, there's a place for you to write notes.
Oh.
In the back, there's a checklist of all the birds they have.
Oh my God, you're actually using that section of the book?
I am. So you check off each bird that you've seen, and then you can write notes about them. And in the nuthatch section, I left a note. If you want to look at your phone, I texted you a picture of
it. Okay, thank you.
You can read what the note says.
Okay, the note says, unhinged.
And here's why.
That bird has a mohawk.
I think it's the tufted titmouse, not the nuthatch. The tufted titmouse is unhinged because they will often fly and dive bomb sleeping dogs and cats and squirrels.
Oh my God.
And pluck their fur out to make their nests. So, and then the picture of the tufted titmouse is the bird screaming with its beak wide open.
Oh my God.
So it looks crazy.
Wait, a tufted titmouse is essentially a middle school girl who thinks that she's a witch and cuts off a lock of her crush's hair.
Okay, I'm feeling attacked.
To like do a spell to make that crush fall in love with them.
Are you making fun of me right now?
No, I'm truly not making fun of you. Because
you know I did that with Pablo, the Brazilian exchange student when I was in 10th grade.
No, listen, this is a judgment-free zone. I was the proud owner of Wicca for teens. I pray one day that I find that in my collection of things at my mom's house. I hope that nobody threw that away.
I love
yeah,
books of spirituality that are specifically for teens.
Mm.
It's such a fun, hey fellow kids kind of thing.
You know what? I would probably be a better person if I reread my version of 7 Daily Habits of Highly Effective Teens.
Oh, probably.
Uh-huh,
again,
uh-huh.
I hope you find that
in
your mom's stuff.
Thank you.
I was, again, at Goodwill once and I saw the Extreme Bible for teens. And I'm so mad at myself that I didn't get it.
Yeah.
Because It actually was as it, it so it was from the year 2000. Mm-hmm. So it was that very like CSI style extreme font,
yeah,
where it was like electric blues and a magenta and a black background.
Uh-huh.
And it was extreme was like a white kind of spray painted. It was like techno, but 80s.
Yes, yes. I totally understand that. Yes, Bethany, because it was the turn of the century.
Yeah.
And it was like a book that was really leaning into the millennia.
Yeah, everything is ones and zeros, kids.
0000011.
Yeah. But then I cracked it open. Front page made me really sad because it was like this, the parents had written in the front of it, and it was like, "To Christy, we're so proud of you. We hope you follow in Christ's love." And Christy obviously gave it away to Goodwill. So I was like, "Oh, that's sad."
Yeah.
But then I was like, if you're a Christian teen, this is actually so helpful because they had put it into orders of what big feelings you might be feeling and then like how to find comfort in the Bible. So it was like, are you depressed? And I'm thinking, yeah, I was super depressed.
Yeah.
And then it like gives you all these Bible like quotes of times when, you know, God was like, you're going to be okay, kid.
Yeah.
And then it's like, are you filled with rage? Because every teen is filled with rage.
Every.
And then it gives you Bible quotes about how to handle your rage. I was like, this is actually really comforting if you're a Christian teen. It's like a nice, I don't know, way to like search your big feelings and then see what you're to do about it.
Affirmations before Instagram existed where you could, or Pinterest, where you could pull your daily affirmations from there.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, I do find a lot of comfort in the idea of a book like that.
I was like, gosh, I wish that, you know, my church sort of pushed us out and kind of left me with a bad feeling in my mouth. Bad taste in my mouth. Better than a bad feeling.
I mean, either or.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But this would have been dope.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why it was an extreme Bible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it was called the Extreme Bible for teens.
I feel like you know what? It's funny. At the turn of the century, extreme was like saying cool.
Yeah.
Like extreme was like, I guess, do teens these days say rad? Like,
absolutely not.
So rad. That's hip.
Extreme was almost like negging you because it was insinuating that this was pretty hardcore and maybe you couldn't handle it. And so it made you then want to handle it.
A really powerful marketing tactic.
Completely. Like this, it's like when the news says this isn't for sensitive viewers and it makes you go like, I want to see what's on the other side of that warning.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, or when you're listening to something on the radio and it's like the following content may be, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. Turn the volume down if there are kids in the car.
And it's like, I want to hear this. Yeah. I'm a kid, but I definitely want to hear this. It's just to get views.
It is. Yeah. It is. Like, have you ever, and like I guess sort of what I do falls into this. Have you ever clicked on an article that you saw on Instagram or on Facebook or something because you thought the title was really interesting?
Yeah.
And you click on the article and then it brings you to an article that has the same content, but the title is different.
Yes.
It's all about that SEO.
You gotta get that SEO. That's why I've been seeing all these articles that are like, Aubrey Plaza was real crabby at the SAG Awards. And it's like, no, she wasn't.
And then you click on it and it's like, Aubrey Plaza has a moment where she's like, where's the food? I'm so hungry.
I hate the internet.
Thanks for hanging out with us today, buds. You can follow me, Kathleen Heaney, at Kathleen Loves Color.
And me, Bethany Watson, at Ms. Bethany Watson. And you can follow this podcast. Just search Acquired Taste Podcast on all platforms.
But most importantly, check out our Facebook group. That is our coolest social media real estate.
Until next time, this is your reminder to take a deep breath. Stay weird.
And stay curious.